This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Monday. It's week 14. The gang is all here and we are raring to go. I'm sure it's going to be... It's going to be a good week. I can feel it. It's going to be good. I'm just going to keep telling myself that while we listen to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This is Alice Report brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. Get the app, listen to this show, and then keep this show on all the time. Just keep it on.
Just
super easy.
Turn it down. You just turn it down, and then there we are when you turn it back up.
You already had us on. Just leave it. That's all.
Thank you.
You know those lights you leave on all the time in your house? It's like
that.
You
just leave it. Right.
No big deal. All right, here's what's happening. So we'll begin with, I think this is either the third or fourth weekend of massive protests that continue around the United States. Unfortunately, I have another story that is right in line with the protesters as a 27-year-old black man named Rashard Brooks was shot and killed by two white police officers in Atlanta on Friday night. The story goes that he was asleep in his car outside of a Wendy's, and they checked on him, and he blew slightly over the legal limit. At that point, there was a struggle when they tried to arrest him, and he ran. They say that he grabbed one of the tasers from the police, so that's already... For them to have let that get grabbed in the first place is, I guess, a bad sign for them. But anyway, he took off running and they shot him in the back. And in fact, the coroner, let me find it for you guys. I have a couple stories in front of me here, so bear with me. But they say that the autopsy conducted on Sunday showed that Brooks, 27, died from blood loss and organ injuries caused by two gunshot wounds to the back. They say that his death was a homicide. So that death obviously reignited protests in the Atlanta area that were already on. This story also has... And they say they've got video of someone that appears to be a white woman setting that Wendy's he was parked at on fire.
Oh.
So, and we're talking about a Wendy's restaurant.
Right.
If you're not familiar. And someone filmed it and said, this woman is not with us. The protesters actually filmed it and said, we're not that. What's happening? That's not us. And that's been going around, actually. You know, one of the stories I saw, it's a trip because I was, for a while, I was sort of keeping up on the immediate happenings around the George Floyd protests and on Instagram, because so many people were posting, you know, really raw video footage of what was happening. And there were a couple white girls who took spray paint and they were painting BLM and other things on buildings in Sacramento, and you could hear people yelling at him, girls, no, do not do that, because they know that was going to get blamed on the protesters, the black protesters. Meanwhile, these girls think they're helping or part of the cause. And here's another case of that where it's a woman, a white woman, they say, And in fact, there's video saying, look at the white girl trying to burn down the Wendy's, the man said, recording, this was not us. This wasn't us. And he's got video of it. So they're looking for this person. And I understand the passion that people feel. And we had a talk about it in my house. Actually, we've had quite a few talks about it. But good. And it is heartbreaking to know that this continues and that. And that there's a need for these protests. It's just plain sucks. So anyway, I mean, it's even worse than that. I don't know how to describe it, but we were, you know, both shed a tear over it. And it's just awful as we sort of wish it were different. And I can see why others do as well. But setting stuff on fire in the name of BLM is not the way.
Right.
It's just not. So anyway... rest in peace, Rashard Brooks. And oh, I should add that the police chief quit. Well, let me find exactly.
They fired one of the guys.
Atlanta's police chief Erica Shields resigned over the shooting. Garrett Rolfe, the officer who shot Brooks, was fired. The other officer involved in the incident, also white, was put on administrative leave. So we'll see if charges are brought. Which it took a while for that to be the case in Minnesota, so it may take a while to see if we're going to get that in this case.
Yep. It's just sad in the midst of all this that's happening to have something like this go down. It's just, I mean, it's why we're protesting. You know,
it's hard to find words, isn't it? I was just struggling
really
myself. I don't know how to describe it. I don't have a vocabulary extreme enough, I guess. Without, you know, just going straight to cuss words, which we clearly can't do here. All right. So there's that. I wanted to make sure that was our first story, that just happened again.
Yep.
On to something else. And there is no clean segue here or good segue here, I should say. So it's just to the next thing. How's your self-esteem? How's your self-confidence? You feel strong? You feel like you can handle the world?
Some days.
It's funny how there are things that give us confident boosts, and then there are things that just crush you before mm-hmm. you've even left the house.
Yep.
Here that are some of those things. Funny. A survey of 2,000 people looked at the top appearance-based things that can boost your confidence and things that can crush it. Walking up to your roommates before you go out on a date and saying, what do you think? Pardon me. Is the dumbest thing you can. I found that out through my years of living with dudes that you can't trust them to help you out at all. So you'll just be booed and sent back to your room. So there's an example of the kind of thing that can crush your confidence.
Yeah.
They say putting on weight, dark circles under your eyes, dry skin, acne.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Noticing new wrinkles, all on the list of confidence crushers.
Yeah, it's just...
Or asking your roommates, at least for guys, what do you think? And then they just boo you right back to your room like...
Or your husband says, don't worry, Sarah, guys will bone anything.
When he said that really stuck in you because you've said that a million times.
Yeah, it hurt. I think I was like on my third outfit. Well, how about this? And he's like, really, don't worry. I think, you know, I think he was trying to be nice. Like, you know, you're viable, you're boneable. But I think
saying guys will bone anything really isn't. There's no way he mistook that for somehow a confidence booster.
Nah, he's right. I mean, you know, I don't. Maybe he was just frustrated with me and my constant outfit changes. But it was so every time I just don't ask him anymore. I just say, this is what I'm wearing. I know any dude will bone me because they'll bone any carcass.
I've told you this many years ago. My friend Ulysses. I was famous for saying carcass is carcass. And what he meant was that he would basically bone anybody anytime, anywhere. It didn't matter.
Yeah, great. So Ulysses will have me. Oh, that's just wonderful to know. Well, that I can get Ulysses. Maybe I'm too old for Ulysses now. Maybe he won't bone me.
The point, though, is that carcass is carcass and guys will bone anything are the same statement. Maybe one's slightly better.
Slightly less, you know, slightly less sounding like a dead lady waiting to be.
Right.
You know, her appeal is still there.
Here are the things that boost your confidence, which include clear skin. Losing a little weight, dropping a couple pounds will change your ways. I know that for a fact. I definitely feel better now that I'm in my normal clothes. God, I couldn't believe I got up to 175. How's that possible?
I know. That's a lot for you.
I've never been that weight in my life. And then somehow here I am with kids and fat.
Guys who were skinny, I mean, I actually feel bad because, like, my brother was, like, so, so skinny. And you were always so, so skinny. And people are just, you know, you're skinny when you're a kid. And then all of a sudden, stuff starts sticking on you.
Yeah.
And you don't really have the coping mechanisms to, you know, you got to, like, rearrange your whole life and the way you do things because suddenly you need to.
Right. Having a tan, well-rested eyes, and newly washed hair also boost our confidence.
Yeah. I like when you open up the door to your girlfriend and she goes, oh, you look great.
You're talking about one of your girlfriends says that to you. Oh, okay.
Well, because I'm thinking the opposite of that is when Hot Ass Daniel went, oh, haircut. Wow. I was like, oh, well, so much for me being cute anymore, I guess. Boy, that really hurt. It really, really hurt. Whatever.
Wow.
My self-worth isn't completely centered around how I look, but you can't deny some of it. You know,
no,
you want to look, you want to look halfway decent and not have your girlfriend's gasp when they see you.
Until they get Snap-on faces so you can just put on a freshie.
Oh, that's a good idea. I like that. Snap-on face.
Right.
I need a Snap-on neck too. Snap-on neck, Snap-on face. That'd be nice.
Do you consider yourself, by the way, Nicole is behind me now forevermore.
Yeah, I love that, Vinny. I was very surprised you continued it.
It was in place. It was already there. I didn't have to do anything.
Oh,
I just
cool.
Went, start.
Boom.
Do you consider yourself a spontaneous person, Sarah?
Not really. Maybe a little. I you know, I don't look for ways to jump into things, but I, you know.
Are there things
if you have a great idea, I'll go do it with you. Sure.
Are there things that stand out when I say, you know, when I ask you about an adventure or a thing you did that was totally spontaneous? Does anything come to mind where you're like, yeah, this one time, because I know for a fact when I thought about spontaneous, I think I can be spontaneous. Absolutely way more in my youth. Now I'm like, well, hold on.
What time is it? Where do I have to be?
The time, where will I sleep? I got problems. I can't just sleep anywhere. I also, is it going to be a big party with a ton of booze? I want no part of that. So now, no.
Yes.
Everything's got to be 100%
no now. I need it in the calendar. I need to think about it.
I remember I got a call, though, and this happened a million times, whether it was a Mexico trip or a snowboarding trip, I'd get a call late at night. What are you doing? I'm answering the phone. What are you doing? You want to go snowboarding tomorrow morning? If we leave now, we can get a Motel 6. And I'd be like, come and get me. Let's go. I wouldn't think twice. I'd be like, yeah, I'm already grabbing gear. Let's do this. Now I'd be like, well,
I'm not even going to call in sick. I quit that job.
Well, you know me, don't you? So anyway, do you have anything like that, or did that never happen in your life?
Oh, no, definitely when I was a kid. You're always up for, you just, you know, you're absolutely right. As an older person with responsibilities and also lazy, it doesn't happen as often. Like now spontaneity is, hey, you want to go out for dinner instead of cooking? Oh, my God, great idea. Let's go. Like, that's how spontaneous I am. But yeah, as a kid, I mean, you'd be up for anything because what else did you have to do? It was like, okay, or I could just sit here.
Right. 3/4 of people said they usually feel happier after doing something spontaneous. Just saying F it and doing it.
It's fun to
and
have
after the fact, you're like, oh my God, I made a snap decision and it worked out.
Yeah.
I can see that being a pretty cool. I also know the times when it hasn't gone well and you found you couldn't get a hotel room and you just had to sleep in the car and you froze your ass off and
yep.
you didn't even have fun snowboarding because you didn't get enough sleep and
right.
probably started drinking too early, and that's always a bad sign, right?
Generally. To each his own.
Right. The survey also asked people to name the top outdoor activities they want to do as soon as it's safe again. Back to that spontaneity thing mm-hmm. where traveling and sightseeing.
Yeah.
Top answer. Get out of the house. Go on a trip. Hunting and fishing, hiking, camping. Camping, I think, is reopening now, too. So that's going to be an option.
Yeah, that would be doable. I mean, you're not touching a bunch of surfaces that someone has to come in and, like, Lysol now. I mean, you know, if you're camping, it's all your junk. And camping's nice. You're outside.
Yeah, I haven't been in a while.
Me either.
I don't think I will be since we've got littles.
And I feel like, it's not fun to take a two-year-old camping, that's for sure. It's just like you spend your whole day making sure they don't fall into a gully.
Dude, you know, right now the whole family is like, oh my God, she's napping. Thank the Lord. Even the six-year-old's like, oh, I get a break from my sister. This is fantastic.
She's the only one with the energy to handle that kid.
Oh, man. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Good morning. Welcome back. Watch the 13th this weekend. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy.
You watched that, right?
Yeah, I did. And it's, you know, it's pretty eye-opening because you think the 13th Amendment was like, it frees the slaves. But there is one line in it that effed them over till now. I mean, and I'll say there's a lot of imagery in there, like actual photos of lynchings. And I mean, there's some heavy, heavy stuff in that. But I think it's must watch TV for right now. I think we need to educate ourselves because I really had no idea. I really thought, you know, good people, not racist, bad people, racist. It's so much more complex than that. And it's up to all of us to really recognize it and do what we can to stamp it out. The 13th is heavy but great.
This person wrote, and I'm not sure what they're talking about in terms of where we did you see it. They say, you guys happen to see the massacre of 1921 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Knew anything about the story? 100 people buried in mass graves, unmarked. A black community destroyed and the rest of the town and turned. So this story was on, I don't know if they're talking about 60 Minutes last night, but it was on 60 Minutes last night. It's also, I think, the story that starts. And if you remember, I turned it on and then turned it off because it was like, this doesn't seem like a superhero show. It was the beginning. What's that comic book that is, they call it a visual,
A graphic novel?
Graphic novel. The Watchmen? Is that what it was?
I think it's
called The Watchmen.
I think that is it.
They did it.
Oh,
first, one season of it on, I don't know which channel, but it begins with this Tulsa story. And I remember going, I don't even know what I'm looking at, but it's horrific and unwatchable, and I'm going to turn it off. And then later, when Vaughn was talking about The Watchmen, he said, A, that he loved it, and B, that story was true, right. And it was about Tulsa. And so I'm starting to piece these things together now, but that is something
Things they didn't teach in history class, Ben, you know?
Right, absolutely. So no, I have some knowledge of that story because of 60 Minutes last night and the brief horror that I saw on the Watchmen series that I didn't even end up finishing because I thought this was going to be nonsense.
Right, kind of a superhero-y thing.
Right. Why are you being so cold and hateful towards Scott, Sarah?
What are you talking about? I'm not.
I don't know.
You're crazy. I'm not. I can't see him. I'm sick. I'm sorry, Scott. Cold and hateful? He's staying in my guest house. How is that cold and hateful? I'm the one who's hiding in the house.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Good news, Vin. I'm going to try, you know, I got a little Corona stuff. I, you know, but mostly I tried to round up some stories I think you'll enjoy after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.